right, we're going to go ahead and get started here with our post-race media availabilities. We've now been joined by our team-winning owner, Joe Gibbs, who is no stranger to being on this stage here this season. Coach, congratulations again on another win. Obviously exciting for the organization and exciting for Chase and team to return to victory lane.
It is. And just on a special weekend, just appreciate everybody here in Chicago. Treat us absolutely great, and just great being back here, to be truthful. Loved the street race, by the way. Thought that thing was a huge success. Loved that, and just great being back in this area. Got so many great fans. I just I reflect on it with Chase and James and Bass Pro. It's just a great weekend to celebrate that. It means so much to us. And as I've said 100 times in here, you know, for our sponsors, it's just great for have them and, you know, be a part of our team and be partners in this. Just a huge deal. Johnny's just been so supportive. And it's just all of this. Just appreciate it. Realize how fortunate we are. God's blessed us with just great people and hardworking people that really get after it. Really appreciate it, and just want to say a big thanks.
We'll go ahead and go to questions. If you have a question for Coach, go ahead and raise your hand. I'll work to get a microphone to you, and we're going to kick off up here up front with Jeff Gluck.
Coach, you had Toyota's had 7 of the top 10 finishers for the first time in its history. How do you keep this advantage and maintain this for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I don't know if we can. We're going to get after it and try. The best guy to ask is probably right here, James, to sit down. But it's just, hey, it's great. I've said before in pro sports, the hardest thing is to stay up in pro sports. Everybody realizes what great teams we got out there. This is the best series in the world for racing cars. And everybody's working extremely hard. And so it was a battle today. And it was great to get, you know, the 19 across the finish line for sure.
All right, we're going to go to Matt Weaver next.
Thanks. Matt Weaver, motorsport.com for Coach. Kind of touching on what you just said about, you know, basically having a hot hand. And in sports, I'm sure when you've had football rosters that were expected to be Super Bowl contenders, and it became very obvious this year that Toyota had the hot hand, and capitalizing on those opportunities are, I imagine, really important. Are you guys, like, cognizant of that within the shop internally, that it's like, we know these things always shift and go back around to someone else, so we need to win these races when we have the hot hand?
I think our people there, they live it. They understand it. They've been in this, and people like James leading us. We know how hard everybody else is working. And today, very easily, it could have gone to the 24 or whatever. So we know, you know, how competitive this is. And 1 week doesn't buy you the next week. And matter of fact, we kind of been telling everybody at our place, hey, let's work even harder, because we know everybody else is working so hard. And it's really hard just to stay up there and keep performing like this. But I think we got great people. I think all 4 cars right now, I feel real good when we go to the racetrack. I think we're capable of winning with 4 cars. And we got great leaders like James. And so it just makes it easy for me.
I'm curious on the timing of the undercut and when you guys came down. I know there's a huge war room that's crunching numbers at all times. How precise or how ragged edge is that, knowing that at any moment the 24 could decide to jump out ahead of you, and you guys are kind of playing a game with each other? So I'm curious, what is that entire process of communication, you on the box and the war room?
Yeah, it's obviously, you know, we put a lot of work into the pre-race prep and kind of have an idea of, you know, what the plan is going to be in any given situation. You know, at least I do in my head. And, you know, every lap is just a process. Okay, what are we going to do right now? What are we going to do? And you're constantly managing the gap there, and you know what the undercut is worth. And it's just, like you said, a game of cat and mouse, and you don't want to go too early because, you know, you don't want to risk, you know, burning your tires off at the end, and you know, all it can take is two or three laps difference. And you know, I knew we were getting close enough there, and we're close enough to the number I had in my mind where I thought everything would work out and be safe to the end. And we got to that, and thankfully, you know, he hadn't pulled the trigger yet either, and it gave us that opportunity. And then it just kind of started, you know, the chain of reaction with everybody else. So, you know, the pit crew as well, you know, played a huge part in that. They did a great job today, and you know, got us in and out of the box really fast as well. It really is. So, you know, when you put it like that. So, you know, that's part of why I love my job. You know, that's calling races and having those opportunities. And, you know, the green flag cycle and the strategy section of it is, you know, makes it so much fun.
All right, we're going to go to Greg and then up to Jordan. Go ahead, Greg.
Coach, congratulations, both of you. You talked about, you know, the street course. You like street courses. You like this. So if it were up to you, would we come back here next year for sure? Would we flip? What would you like to see happen with this place?
I can't imagine that we wouldn't. I think there's been a lot put into this, and I think, you know, this part of America is huge for our sport. And so we got a lot of our sponsors here enjoy this. And so I think from everybody's standpoint, I think the reason we came back, it's a huge deal, and everybody recognizes that. So hopefully, I also hear we're talking about the street race. So we'll see what all happens. That's out of my hands. That's for sure.
Your personal preference, though?
What?
Your personal preference?
No, you mean as far as the two races?
Yeah.
No, I really don't. I enjoyed, like I said, the street race. And I'm sure the powers to be are looking at all this. Who knows? We may do both. Who knows?
Thank you, sir.
All right. Microphone to Jordan and then over to Jay. Go ahead, Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. This question's for James. A lot of talk this year, obviously, about Denny and Tyler and kind of them being out in front and everything. You guys are, I think, 10th or 11th in points. So, how you know, it doesn't look like you guys are going to end the regular season way high up there. But are people sleeping on you for a championship team? Because does it matter where you guys start the chase if you guys show that you can do this on a consistent basis?
Yes and no. You know, we have incredible speed a lot of the time, but, you know, consistency and execution in the races and putting whole races together has, you know, been a little bit of a weakness. And, you know, that's been a focus of ours, you know, the last few weeks. You know, we're really in this predicament, you know, in 10th, 11th in points, where every point matters. You know, and to be realistic, you know, we've all done the math equations over the years. You want to have the best shot be, you know, inside the top six if you can be entering it. And you know, even before the season started, I think I did the math, and if you use last year's results with this year's point system in the playoffs, we scored the most points, but we wouldn't have won the championship because we were seeded too far back. So we had, you know, a goal this year. You know, I think if we can keep running like this, maybe we can obtain it and, you know, get ourselves to fifth. You know, I think tonight would have been a good step. I think somebody told me maybe we're eighth now, but I haven't seen that. So, yeah, I believe in our team. You know, JGR and Toyota give us great equipment. And it's up to, you know, Chase and myself and everybody on the team to execute and put fast cars out there. And, you know, if we can do that, there's no excuses why we can't be a contender.
And a lot of talk about Toyota and the speed, you know, not only tonight, but throughout the course of the year, and then seven, you know, Toyotas in the top 10. That said, did Chevrolet show you anything tonight that maybe the Hendrick cars are kind of coming? I mean, the 24 was up there all night, obviously. The 5 was fast before he spun, and then the 48 was, you know, fifth as well.
Yeah, and even the 9 was there at times, you know. So you can never sleep on that company. You know, they're great people there, and as Coach said before, you know, we know they're working as hard as us, and, you know, it's up to us to work harder so they don't catch us. And, you know, they had the new body this year and trying to learn that. And, you know, it's not like they're going to build a car that would have been worse than what they had. And, you know, so we fully expect them to get to where we are, and it's up to us just to execute and keep doing a good job.
All right, Jay, go ahead.
Hey, Joe, Jay Cohen, Associated Press. What does it say about Christopher Bell that he was able to compete as well as he did tonight on such a bumpy course, wearing a splint as his wrist still recovers? I can't imagine that was a pleasant drive.
Yeah, many times with athletes, you see the way they deal with an injury, and it just it means a lot. The day after he broke the wrist, the next morning at 9 o'clock, I show up at the race shop. He's there, parked out front, and they're waiting for somebody to bring out a wheel because they want the cast to be molded to the wheel. And so I thought that was, you know, getting after it. And I think today he had a soft cast. I think they may go back to a hard cast next week because it being Atlanta and all the chaos that can happen there. So, but anyway, he's I think he's handled that as well as you can handle it. He's got a burning desire to stay in there and win. And I think he had, you know, he had a real good card tonight too.
All right, we're going to get a microphone to Chris over here.
Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Joe, I was wondering if you could talk about Chase Briscoe and what he's brought to JGR as a person, and especially being him a person of faith. The first thing he does after he wins is get out of the car and kneels and prays.
I appreciate you bringing that up. He's just a first-class person. And the one thing that we were talking about, bringing Chase on board, the thing that's really stuck out, every sponsor he had been with, really, was saying something to us about wanting to come on board, or he just does a great job with all of with the sponsors he had before. And now he's, obviously, he and Johnny, they got along great, and they have just taken off together. Great partners there. And I think he loves being with Johnny, and he's an outdoors guy. He's a fisherman and all that. And then, of course, you mentioned his faith. He's just a really strong, godly young guy, great family, and that's great to have him on our team for sure, because that means a lot too. First class. And I think last year, I mean, who would have dreamed last year, set on 7 poles and do everything he did last year and go to the Final Four? He and James, all that they did was just, you know, it was a huge deal for our company. And it's great for the future for us going forward.
All right. A microphone to Tim, please, here in the Navy.
Tim Moore, Motorsports. I have one for each of you. First off, Coach, just kind of recall at least your thoughts there at the end of the race, because Chris and as well as Chase, I mean, they're battling for their first wins of the season. What's going through your head there in the closing laps?
I think what I normally do is get nervous when our cars get up front like that together, because it definitely can happen and has happened to us. And when it does, it takes a long time to put it all back together. So I worry about that first. But, and you hope, but you got to remember, each one of our teams, they've got their own sponsors, they got their own careers, you know, everything they're fighting for. They got their team, you know, Chase has got James and everybody that works on that car, and Christopher, you know, everything he has going with Adam and everybody they have over there. So there's a lot, you know, that's going through a driver's mind. They have a burning desire to win, and it comes out sometimes as very competitive. And so, you know, sometimes our Monday meetings at 2 o'clock can be contentious, because it may not be just at the end of the race. It may be some things that came up during the race about, you know, did they treat each other the right way? And so a lot of that, I think, comes up. You just have to work your way through it. And it's because we got really competitive guys all the way across the board.
And James, just to first confirm your suspicions, it's 46 points out of 5th, and you are in 8th as it stands. But big picture with Chase, just from season 1 to season 2, I know obviously last year the 7 poles, but what is the big difference that you have seen personally from him from year 1 to year 2? What kind of jumps has he made this year?
Incremental. You know, I think we made some really big strides last year, and you know, there's been certain things we've really been trying to focus on, and you know, every week he's just incrementally getting better and better. You know, and there's still, you know, a lot we can do to be better, honestly. And, you know, it's my job to just push him to his absolute limit. You know, I think last few weeks, you know, last week he did an exceptional job, you know, really putting, you know, things we worked on into practice and definitely adjusting during the race and getting better. And the same thing here tonight. You know, we struggled a little bit with some things on Friday and yesterday was not great. You know, although we qualified seventh and, you know, we expect better. And, you know, he did a great job tonight. You know, we started off, you know, stage one, just needing to work on a few things. And, you know, the big thing about him, he can listen and put it into practice, you know, in the car. And, you know, that's one thing. And he's not vocal. He doesn't, you know, complain, and he just gets after it. So, you know, if we tell him something, he believes in us. And, you know, he does a great job of executing on that.
All right. You had a question?
Justin Palmer, Medill Reports. I'll have one for both of you. Coach Gibbs, following up on a previous question, and regardless of how the schedule is going to turn out for next year, how do we continue to grow and expand in the sport here in the Chicago market?
I think one of the things we got going for ourselves is NASCAR right now is so progressive and after it. Ben kind of leading it. But if you kind of see what's happened, we took a racetrack and put it inside of the Coliseum. Just think about that, what that opens up in America. Where could we do that again? And then the fact that we're street racing. Just think about all the places that we could maybe go and street race. I think that is awesome. I think it gives us a chance to touch different parts of America where you're not going to get a racetrack built, but we can go there. And so I think the fact that I just really appreciate leaderships right now with NASCAR. I think they're after it. I don't think they're afraid to try things. We go to Mexico, who knows what's next. But I appreciate that because I think it, you know, our sport is for everyone in America. And hopefully that we continue to be really aggressive on where we go. I think it's a real test for drivers. I think that's great, too. If you think about our champion, he's going to have to street race at short tracks and everything that a driver's got to do in NASCAR to win a championship.
And for James, you know, given the fact that the Chase is now, you know, five intermediates and this is the final one before or the postseason begins, just walk me through just how important tonight was from a perspective of getting it right before or we go to more of these miles and super speedways.
Yeah, you know, it was to be, you know, we came here thinking we could win. You know, we've had our intermediate program this year, you know, as far as the 19, we've had incredible speed at all of them. And, you know, just like I said before, poor execution. You know, Vegas was an issue, speeding, crashed at Charlotte. You know, crashed on pit road to Texas, you know, all in when we were running inside, you know, top three or so the potential's there. It's just having clean races. And like you said, you know, heading into the playoffs, you know, with so many of these tracks on there, it really sets up well for not only us, but our whole company. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. We'll end with Peter. Go ahead, Peter.
Over here, Coach, Peter Strada with TSJ Sports. You're no stranger to winning on July 4th weekend with Tony Stewart, Kyle Busch, and a few others. How special is it to win not only on America 250 weekend, but to sweep the weekend with yesterday's O'Reilly win as well?
No, I thought that was great. Brandon, yesterday, I think, you know, he's been with us, but I think that's, you know, for me, was probably his best race. You're up against, you know, a real veteran that's really, really good. And I do appreciate, you know, Elliott, the way he handled things after that race. That guy is a class person. Appreciate that. But anyway, I thought that was great, you know, to have that happen for Brandon. And he's such a great young guy. And, you know, he's our veteran with our O'Reilly program. So that's a huge deal for us. And to come back here and to win tonight, I really think, you know, for the fourth, you couldn't have a better fourth for all of us. Just really appreciate, hopefully all of America had a great time. And so just appreciate being here, like I said.
All right, to James and to Coach, congratulations to you both on that victory. Enjoy this one and best of luck next week.